You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Charlie spoke to Bernard Schofield, creator of the Climate Accountability Now petition. She spoke with him about what petition signers expect the government to do about the climate crisis. With the climate crisis constantly overshadowing the future, the petition hopes that with correct access to climate information, New Zealanders will take more action to prevent negative climate impact. Charlie began by asking Bernard to tell us more about the petition. Here she is now.
Well, it's a petition which urges the government to hold regular fortnightly press conferences specifically on what they're doing to reduce New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions. That's the basis of it, so that the public becomes informed, because a lot of New Zealanders apparently believe that we're doing okay, whereas the International Climate Tracker says, which looks at all countries' performances, rated us as highly insufficient. So yeah, press conferences would keep the public informed, and I hope it would encourage reporters with specialised knowledge to attend and ask, you know, searching questions.
And so would this be related to purely sort of CO2 emissions, or would this extend further into climate change press conferences?
Well, that would depend on the questions from the floor, I guess. But I would hope so, yes. I would hope it would cover the whole range of what we're doing to improve our performance as far as the environment is concerned.
So have you had much feedback from the public saying that they feel that we need more sort of climate coverage in New Zealand?
Rod Oram, who specialises in this kind of thing, I forget the survey he quoted, but just recently he quoted a survey which showed that most New Zealanders thought we were doing okay, which is a bit of a worry when, you know, clearly we're not. No, not apart from what appears in the press. I mean, the press, for example, a lot of the press is pretty blasé about it. I mean, how many times do you see anything about climate change rather than ram raids? Some of the media are doing really well. Newsroom does well, Spinoff does well, but on the whole, I think we're pretty blasé about it, actually. And COVID, of course, has partly been, understandably, COVID has been partly responsible for that, because that's hogged the headlines. But, I mean, you know, you could argue that climate change is fundamentally far more threatening to the future of humanity and our grandchildren. Thought it was about time something was done about it.
Do you have any sort of expectations about how the press conferences might work in terms of sort of how often they're run or what's sort of discussed?
The petition asks for fortnightly ones, and I think hopefully if they're regular, reporters will get used to the idea, and reporters with, you know, as I said, with knowledgeable in this area would be encouraged to attend if they know that's going to be the topic. And I would hope that at least James Shaw would be at the press conferences, if not Jacinda. After all, she did say that this was this generation's nuclear moment. I'm still waiting for the government to act as though it is.
Are you aware of any other countries doing fortnightly press conferences about these things, or just press conferences at all?
Yeah, well, what gave me the idea in the first place was that I read that the Extinction Rebellion in Finland had themselves petitioned their government to hold regular press conferences successfully, and I thought, what a brilliant idea. I thought it was a great idea. I was really very excited by it. And given that I was excited by it, my next question to myself was, well, you better do something about it. So I did.
And how proactive do you think the government would be here versus somewhere like Finland in terms of doing this, and especially with potential government change on the rise?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I would hope that this present government will do something about it, given that they have made some commitments and they're doing some things, just too slowly and too little and too late, really, but they are doing some things. What a national government would do, goodness only knows. After all, they are very business-oriented, and it's consumerism and greed, if you like. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that the, you know, national if there was a national government, that they would commit themselves to doing something realistic. But I'm not very optimistic about that, to be honest.
Because I think a lot of people aren't particularly interested in what happens in press conferences. They do just go off the media. How do you think this could be more accessible to people who want to get more involved and more information?
Well, I think guys like you in the media are crucial in this. You know, both print media and radio media. Because, you know, a lot of people listen rather than read. And television, of course. They all have, a responsibility to spread the word. And, you know, unfortunately, it's the less well-read papers that tend to do the work. That's just one of those unfortunate things. But if we can get it in the popular press and popular media, then a change is possible. And, you know, we really do need a change.
And apart from press conferences, would you want to see any other particular action from this petition taken?
I mean, ultimately, yes. A commitment by the government to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, if not eliminate them, by 2025. That's a very big ask, but at least by 2030. And, we're not on track to do that at the moment. And I think the thing is that I think a lot of people think, well, New Zealand's a small country, it's a small economy, we can't, you know, do much, won't make much difference. But actually, there are a lot of economies of New Zealand size. I can't remember the exact number, but it's up, you know, towards 100 or so. And together, they do make a significant difference. And my argument is that New Zealand could lead those countries by taking a stand. And, you know, showing the world what can be done.
And also in relation to, because global climate change conferences do get quite a lot of publicity, would you prefer more focus on the smaller issues that New Zealand is dealing with in terms of climate change rather than in the press conferences, them just rehashing the big conferences?
Oh, yeah, I think they would need to. I'd like to see them concentrate on what New Zealand is doing when we, you know, sure, we can't directly influence what other countries are doing, but we can, I think we can lead by example. I mean, if you go back to our position on, you know, the nuclear issue, we had quite an impact worldwide on that, and I think we could do that again.
I think that's all my questions for today. Do you have anything else to just add on?
Yes, I do. I'd like all your listeners, and you, to read the petition, sign the petition, and share it. And the way to access it very quickly is to Google Our Action Station. That's all one word, but with a capital O, a capital A, and a capital S, Our Action Station. Google it, takes you straight to the homepage of Action Station, and then scroll down to the petition, which the title of which is Climate Accountability Now, and sign it and share it. Let's get some pressure going.
That was Bernard Schofield, creator of the Climate Accountability Now petition, speaking with Charlie about climate information accessibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.